Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TittleTutor and NeilHaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program former North Carolina star and NBA star and now Big Three star Rashad McCants. Rashad, how are you? And thanks for calling.
Man, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Rashad. Let's kind of go, you know, back. What do you think your greatest memory playing for the North Carolina Tar Heels? Can you take us back?
My greatest memory as a Tar Heel had to be hitting the game-winning shot against the number one team, the UConn Huskies, and solidified ourselves as a ranked team back then. It was one of my best moments, hitting the game winner, one of the things I can remember most. And also just winning a national championship. Definitely the national championship is right there.
Absolutely. You winning that national championship. You could think about last night and seeing that feeling that Golden State had winning it all, and that feeling when you're the champion. It's an unbelievable feeling, isn't it, walking off knowing you're the champion.
Absolutely. Especially after the hard work and dedication that you put into the game, watching a guy like Kevin Durant get his first title and watching Steph Curry go out there and get his second, you know, just being excited for those guys is just a special moment for everybody.
What do you think, Rashad, of the changes in the game even when you played to now? Do you like it better the way it's more open court, 3 points, just a lot more versatility on the floor?
I would say that my game suits today's game more than it did back then. It was more organized when I was playing. There's a lot of strategy and structure. I think now they went away from that and allow guys to just kind of do what they do best and, you know, shoot the ball and entertain the fans. So I think I could play really good in this type of format.
Absolutely. When you get you have all that talent, and then they make you just make sure that you're, you know, passing the ball to the right person and then, you know, running these difficult offenses. Now it's about passing, looking for the open man, and giving an opportunity whoever can score. Then it was not that kind of play. It was like, okay, structure, dribble the ball down,
yeah,
make a couple passes, and then we have a set play for a certain player, right?
Right. And I think that's the more of the frustration for the older players as they watch the game, because we were so strategic with how we played. We knew how to, you know, shut certain guys down when they got hot, and we knew how to expose different guys who couldn't play defense. So nowadays, it's, you can hide players on defense. You can show players who really don't have as much skill. They can, you know, be utilized in a smaller set offense where you don't have to do as much structure. It's just way different. It's definitely way different.
Wow. And now the great idea that Ice Cube formed Big Three, I think is fantastic, because I love playing 3-on-3 basketball tournaments. I was a former college player. I played Division III at Western Maryland. And the 3-on-3 game is a fun game, isn't it, Rashad? It really is, because it really shows the creativity of the player and really who are the best one-on-one players in a 3-on-3 kind of game, right?
Absolutely. You definitely have to have that IQ to be a great 3-on-3 player. You got to know what you're doing. Your teammates have to know what they're doing. And you also have to have a little bit of game yourself. You can get exposed if you can't play defense or you can't play offense. So it's one of the things that you have to have both.
And then I love about this game is I looked at the former NBA players that are in this league, and it's an amazing thing to think that you guys can continue to play in 3-on-3 a little longer than full court, right? What's the reasoning for that? Then, you know, when you're playing a full-court game. Explain that to our listeners. Yeah.
Full-court basketball, 82 games, 48 minutes. I mean, that takes a toll on the body if anybody has ever done it before. And if you haven't, you should try it. 3-on-3 half-court, first to 60 points, 14-second shot clocks is a big difference. You get to save your body. We play once a week. So as older guys, we definitely take advantage of just cherishing our body and our temples and making sure that we are rest and recover for the next game.
And the rules, I played lots of three-on-three, Rashad. Is there some different rules in this league than, you know, all the three-on-three tournaments you've been in your career and all the three-on-three tournaments I've been? It's a little different kind of nuanced, especially to put on television and make it so it's got to be really exciting. A three-on-three can be exciting, but to keep the game really moving fast.
Yeah, I think the four-point shot is what makes it that excitement and that fast-paced style that we both would love in three-on-three. I think the 35-foot four-point shot is going to be the biggest thing because not everybody can shoot that far out. And also hand-checking. To be able to hand-check makes it a lot more difficult for offensive players to get around and do what they want. So not as many fouls are going to be called. So you just got to be tough out there.
Yeah, I remember. No, it's a mixture of street ball and also organized ball, and the fact that sometimes these three-on-three tournaments, they get you really are banging out there. So, Rashad, you'll have to play a post position during certain plays more comparably because there's not as much room on the floor. So you're going to see a little bit more big man moves. You're going to see a little bit more of that wear and tear. The banging of the top players and real one-on-one rivalries are going to develop, aren't they?
Yes, yes, yes. And that's the exciting part about the basketball league that we have is you're going to see the passion of the players, offense and defensively. You know, be able to go down there and bang, to drive with force, and to shoot with precision. I think that's the best part about what we bring to the table is you got high-level guys who know how to play, get to show their passion in front of, you know, a national crowd.
And Rashad, question: you were the number one pick. How did the teams? Again, what's also cool are the cool coaches, and I'll mention that in a second. But how do they think that you were the number one pick overall in this whole league? What reasoning? How do they know you're still a baller? Yeah.
Well, we went through a draft process where for a day we got to showcase our talents and two-on-two, one-on-one, and three-on-three situations. And I had prepared, man. I prepared 2-3 months before, just really training hard as I can and getting the best shape possible. And when you show up and you pass the look test one and then you go out there and you're shooting and driving and dominating the guys that's out there, it's a no-brainer for them to choose a guy who can help their team win. And I think that Al Harrington and Kenya Martin and Coach Rick Mahorn, they made the best decision for their team.
Amazingly enough, the coaches, are Allen Iverson, Gary Payton, George Gervin, Julius Erving, Rick Mahorn, Rick Barry, Clyde Drexler, and Charles Oakley, with a lot of known former NBA players. I think a lot of these guys, some of them probably still played ball in Europe or finished playing ball in Europe, that they love that there's a new platform to continue their career a little longer, right? And show that,
I agree.
I'm the best one-on-one talent. I just can't go up and down the floor 82 games a year anymore with the young guys.
I agree. And I believe these guys still believe that they can play 82 games as well. I don't think there's going to be a player in the Big Three that you're going to be able to say that they don't think they can do it. And they're out here to prove the same thing. They see the game in the NBA and where we are generationally, and they want to get back out there and show some veteran leadership and give some type of mentorship to these young guys.
And especially as we know the politics, Rashad, in the NBA, a lot of guys go to Europe after the NBA, you know, and make some good money. But the fans that of those players in college ball and said, why didn't they have such a great NBA career? Now they have a platform to prove themselves on the United States stage again, on television, Fox Sports One and Fox, and having this platform now where they can perform for their fans, because there's a lot of these players were either they're fans of them playing in the NBA or also playing in college as one of their favorite players.
I agree. And that's the sole purpose of the league, is to give guys who have a fan base who were pretty good in college, who were pretty good in the pros, no longer playing, but still can light it up. This is exactly why this whole platform was provided for us, so that we can still, you know, monetize and capitalize on our fan base.
All right. Well, fantastic, Rashad. Best place we can find information on you. Again, August 26th is the league championship. People could check out Big Three. Where can we go to find out information on Big Three and also yourself?
You can go to big3.com, find out the schedule, get your tickets at the local arena, the cities that we'll be in. You can also find me on Instagram, at Rashad McCann. So give me a shout. And thank you for having me on.
Hey, Rashad, I'm going to watch, man. I'm gonna enjoy watching the game on television, and I know people need to go check it out and see their favorite players and all the different places you guys will be traveling to. And best of luck. I hope it's a success because I love three-on-three basketball. That's something I still could probably play at 43 or 44, but full court, forget about it. But I'll watch you guys play, and it'll get me motivated to get back on the court again. Okay, Rashad? Good talking to you, man.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, see you. Thanks. Okay, take care. All right, see you later. Bye.